Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I'm so sorry. We are running late. My computer decided to say bye. It just decided to restart itself and knock me out of everything. I had to reset passwords and everything. I apologize to my guest, Victor. Victor, you're on the line, yes?
Hello, yes, I am here.
How are you, sir? I am so, so sorry. Oh, my goodness. This has never happened to me before. All of a sudden, I stepped away for 1 second, and I came back, and it said it was restarting, and I was cool with that, but it was taking forever. And then when I was able to finally get in, everything was reset. I had to change passwords and everything. So, again, my apologies to Victor. Everybody, welcome. Victor Miglichon, I don't know if I'm butchering your last name. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Actually, yes, you did.
Oh, nice, nice. Thank you. Well, I thank you so much for joining me. Victor is a producer, a director, screenwriter, and he's also the creator of the show. I believe it's new, right? It's a new show on Amazon Prime called My American Family, and it sounds really, really fun. But I'm curious, I saw that your background is Ukrainian. However, My American Family is based off of Latino and Chinese cultures. Tell me how that came about, because I think it's based off of your life, correct?
It is, yes. Well, first of all, My American Family is a multicultural story and show. And I come from a multicultural country. I mean, country and city and my family. I'm a mix of Austro-Romanian father and Polish-Ukrainian mother. And, you know, it's a mix of four cultures in one family. Since I was a little kid, I think I was 4 years old when I got attracted by Chinese culture in its authentic way. And, you know, it led me to learn the language, and then it opened up the actual authentic culture, not translated by someone. And then, you know, it kind of built me, my character, who I am. So, yeah, and the story of My American Family lies on the story of me coming to the States, being influenced, by Chinese culture. And one of my best friends, they were American Latino, right? American Mexican and Brazilian. So that's how it actually, you know, was in the beginning.
Right,
that's why
right.
It's a blend. That's why it's a blend of Chinese and Latino cultures in America, which is, I think, if not rare, but I think it's the first time we do that. And then we have blends of other cultures. We're showing Jewish culture. We, of course, are showing East European culture, Brazilian culture, and many, many others.
Yeah, it's just a little mix of everything.
But authentic.
Yeah, right. A melting pot, just a total melting pot. And it's a comedy, I'm guessing. It looks like a comedy, and it looks funny. So when is it on?
It is on Amazon Prime. You can watch it
Amazon
right now.
Amazon Prime right now.
Correct.
Nice, nice. And what was I going to ask you? So when I noticed also that, well, you mentioned your Asian culture, that you lived in China, or just where were you living in Asia?
Yeah, I spent some time in China. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, because you're into martial arts a lot. I saw a brief video of you. You are heavy into the martial arts, yes?
Yes, correct. I stopped competing in 2017. Before that, I used to compete many times. And yeah, I have a pretty unique combination of a traditional martial artist, which is, the old tradition, not the modern one, plus the competitive athletic. I stopped competing in 2017. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I just saw that you were really into it and you were good from what I saw. And now you are working on another show, Dragon Chef. Is that, should I take a guess that is in regard to Asian cooking?
Of course, we have a line of the Chinese cuisine, again, because that's what is inside of me, my first shifu, my first teacher, martial arts teacher, right, shifu. He was a chef, and I spent like 6 years with him in the kitchen of his restaurant. But we don't just talk about Chinese cuisine. It's one of the lines of the story. We bring in people from different cultures, from Mexico, from Hungary, from America, and myself, I cook Chinese cuisine for them. They cook their own cuisine for the viewers, and then we talk about the cultures, we talk about ingredients, we talk about doing business together. It's another show which connects cultures.
Yeah, I would have to say that, in my opinion, I could be wrong, that based on the life that you had and coming to America to fulfill your dreams, going into the different cultures, you must have experienced a lot of that personally for you to be so heavily into it. And that do you see yourself always doing the cultural type of dramas or comedies and projects, I should say? Or no, do you have other projects that are not culturally related?
As for now, everything is culturally related. You're right. I've been always involved in some intercultural, international activities, starting from business, ending up with cultural events, right?
Yeah.
And, being fluent in 8 languages, which I'm fluent right now in 5, I don't use 3 of them that much. I was always the bridge of connecting people and in different ways in order to achieve something, either business, goal or whatever. So yeah, right now, everything that I do is based on showing here authentic cultures, showing how our differences are connecting us instead of breaking apart.
Yeah.
Showing that we can use all of these as a leverage, as an advantage to build something, to develop something, to be in peace and harmony and happiness instead of fights.
Right. Yeah. Well, to me personally, I don't know you, but I think you've had a wonderful and amazing life. Would you agree?
Yeah, I can't complain.
Nah, I think you have. Yes, I think you've had a wonderful life. And what is The Master and the Apprentice? What is that about?
The Master and Apprentice, or Modern Kung Fu, it's another show based on different cultures. And it shows how important it is, A, to be connected to your own culture. If you are born in America and your origin is, let's say, Romanian or Chinese or Mexican or whoever, right? Irish.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You have to learn and stay connected to your culture, to your roots, to your blood. This heals you from this void. And of course, we show how this is important. Of course, we show a different values and important points of the Chinese culture and martial arts, such as persistence, discipline, respect, and so on, in order to show young people who are trying to figure out their lives how to actually build themselves, how to build and develop their own personality, their own career, how to build their relationships, either professional or personal.
Right.
I've seen so many people getting, you know, breaking up, divorced, and that's all because they don't develop these things when they're young, you know. Another problem which we face and try to solve in the modern kung fu or the master and the apprentice is I've noticed that so many young adults or teenagers, they face depression, anxiety. They have multiple suicidal attempts. And now this age is going down to 12 to 10. I was shocked. So we take a deep look at this problem. And actually we have a solution, right? It's not just talking about it. We find a solution of this issue in the society. Then sexual assault in foster families. Mm-hmm. We bring attention to these. Again, personal development of young people.
Right.
You know, like how to build this relationship, how to, you know, we live to serve each other, right?
Right.
And now society is twisted into more individualistic. We talked
right.
about this in my American Family, and we show that the family actually is the main pillar, is the main unit of the society, not me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
But in My American Family, we go more about the family values, and it doesn't matter if it's a traditional family or a gay family, it doesn't matter. Love has no limitations. But
right.
the values which we have as a family, as a union, as I'm serving you, you serve me, it's two becoming one. Honesty, devotion, and, you know, so on and so forth. Growing up together. You cannot, you know, go around places till you're 39, 40, and then, whoops, I probably got to get married. And, 1-2 years and people fall apart because they don't grow together. They have no discipline of respecting each other, of having this union. Either you date, right, or it's a family as a value. It's something important as a responsibility.
Right.
Besides of focusing authentic cultures and showing something real rather than Panda Express, we also face issues and we are calling to action.
Now, would you say that you are so involved in helping others because of the help you received when you came to the country? Is that your love? Is that why you're so involved? Or is just something you've always had in you?
That's something I've always had in me. And, you know, I love giving, and it makes me happy. When I see my students achieving something, it makes me happy. I don't need to achieve myself. When I see them achieving, it makes me happy. You know, when I was, I'm giving free self-defense classes in the Chinese community because of, you know, what's going on and
the racial attacks
and stuff.
Right. I actually was going to ask you that, but I hated to even ask it because I don't want to know the answer. Is that a large number that you're helping and teach martial arts to now with everything going on to defend themselves?
Yeah, I'm not counting. The more people come and learn, the better. And it makes me happy. And they're happy.
Yeah.
They do work out. They feel better themselves. They feel more confident. And you know, it's the feeling of giving to the community, to people, and to, you know, to children and the students. It's a very happy feeling. So,
Right. Well, I do have to ask you this too. I noticed that, is your name actually Alex Romanovich? Or no?
Yeah, that's my name in the show.
Oh, in the show. Okay. Because I was going to say, did you change your name from Romanovich to Miguel Chan, and what was the meaning behind that? So that's your name in the show. Okay, I apologize. I thought you changed your name. And I thought maybe there was some meaning to, behind the last name of Miguel Chan. I thought there was a hidden meaning to your last name. That's why I was asking. Wow. And you also, you're very, oh my God, intelligent. You've got master's degrees. You speak so many. How many languages do you speak? And what are they? Well, obviously Chinese.
Yeah, well, besides, you know, besides the English, it's Chinese,
right.
It's Spanish. It's Romanian, Russian, Ukrainian.
Wow.
And I'm not fluent anymore in German, French, and Italian. I do speak. I can read, no problem. I can get back to fluent in like maybe a couple of weeks. And besides of those, like I've done studies in Japanese and Czech, but I'm not using them that much. So, you know, like, yeah, I can work with them. But my main are the five, which I mentioned in the beginning.
Right. Right. Are you fairly well known in Ukrainian, in the Ukraine?
I guess so. You know, I wasn't really paying attention to that.
Well, the reason I ask is because my neighbor, they just moved in about a year ago, and they're Ukrainian. And I meant to tell them you were going to be on the show to see if they knew who you were. And I never got a chance to run into them. So I was wondering if they knew who you were when I approached them. They should know, right? Everybody knows Victor. Come on. Right?
Well, you know, it doesn't really to be known or to be famous, as people like to say.
Right.
What I really want to achieve with, you know, doing these shows or, you know, the book which I write about the relationships is to actually influence the situation which we have in the better and change it to something better.
Right. Now, I didn't really want to ask this, but I'm curious. And if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. I mean, you were a young man. How long have you been in the country, in the United States?
Since 2015.
Oh, okay. Now, so you grew up in I don't want to say war-torn, but not a very good time. There was a lot of protests and everything. You were having problems there. You came to America to live the American dream. You found it. And now in the last 4 years, the United States has turned upside down. What's your opinion of that? Or you'd rather not speak about it?
This is why I'm working on these shows. I have a lot of love for the country, which is my home, my heart.
I can tell. I know.
And,
I know. That's why I'm asking. I know, because I know you got to love this country because you've done so much since you've been here, and you must love it, and to see what's happening must be killing you. Because it's killing
it does,
me.
Yes.
It's killing me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's killing me.
You know, I'm focusing on doing what I can right now, and the more my capacity, you know, it grows, the more I can do. Right now we did these shows and hopefully it helps someone. Then the book which I'm writing on the relationships, and then another book on how I made my first show. So more and more filmmakers, they'll be more they would have more information how to actually run the business to get the result. But this is step one. Step two, and like my main focus and goal, is I want to bring more investment to California, right? Because I'm located here. It could be a different state. I just have to get myself, you know, I have to know more about the places.
Right.
And develop businesses. My focus is to connect small and medium-sized businesses around the world so we can get more investment here. The more investment we get, the better I can help small and medium-sized businesses develop, the better country will develop, you know. Why America always was and still is number one country in the world? Because of the strength of small and medium-sized businesses, not just big, not just Coca-Cola or,
Right, the backbone.
The small ones.
Small businesses are the backbone of the country, yes.
Yeah, so this is going to be my focus for, I think, next 5 years. And then environment.
Right.
Starting from cleaning, you know, forests and beaches and oceans and stuff, to new technologies in water purification, waste management. We have so much. And, like, we look at Japan, how they, being a little country, managed to do that. I mean, we can do way better. So, you know, bring this thing. Then real defense. People have to know more. People have to see more and be aware of things which are happening around the world. You know, if it's far away from you, it doesn't mean that bomb cannot hit this place just for whatever reason. You know, like you probably have seen in news a couple 5 or 4 years ago how rebels in eastern part of Ukraine accidentally shot the plane which was flying from Netherlands, right? Nobody
yes.
was actually thinking about it, but boom, the bomb hit it. So
yes,
just because
I remember
something,
that.
A conflict, yeah, just because a conflict or a problem is far from our house, it doesn't mean it might not hit us tomorrow.
Right.
So, you know, many things, but I think that when the economy, and that's, I'm an economist in my heart, in my
mm-hmm.
blood, when the economy of each little city, each little village, each state will run very actively, people psychologically will feel better, and then hopefully we'll have less divorces, hopefully we'll have more respect to each other, no matter what kind of gender you are or your culture or whatever.
Right, right.
We'll have more highways, we'll have better water, we'll have better air, better education system. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I focus a lot on education.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually building right now a portal which will connect online the best specialists around the world, and people could learn. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to facilitate that as well. So, these things I'm focusing right now.
Wow, you are amazing. You are amazing. You've got your hands in everything. Now, were you a producer, director, screenwriter in your country, or you started doing that when you got to the United States, or were you always doing that?
I was always a person with strong thoughts and influence. I'm a very strong personality.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a screenwriter. I cannot actually say that I am right now. I work with a team, and I'm happy to be the citizen of the country, but I wasn't born and raised here. So the way
right.
I think and express myself, it's still a foreigner. So that's why I have this beautiful team who I work with, and we can express and bring to American people these thoughts, these messages in the language and in the way that people can feel, connect, and relate.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm more of a showrunner and creator. I'm getting better, and I'm learning a lot, in screenwriting, but I cannot say that I am. At least I'm not good
right.
at it yet.
Right. You're the idea. You're the idea guy. You're the idea guy.
The message and
right.
the execution. That's me.
Right.
And yeah, directing. I started learning here. Producing is a side of. I think it's a part of being able to run a business. You
mm-hmm.
have to be efficient. You have to be smart about stuff. It's investment management. It's resources management. It's everything. So I think producer wise, I've been like that always since I was a little kid because I was involved in business.
Yeah.
But like creative parts. Like directing and writing, I started here when I moved. I started learning about this because Hollywood has a different way of doing that. You know,
right.
Hollywood directors are known all around the world, not as directors in any other country. They're more local or regional. That's why you have to come and learn here, right? James Cameron is here. Mr. Spielberg is here.
Mm.
So that's started in my soul when I moved in 2015.
Mm. And is there anyone that sort of inspired you, any particular director that inspired you to get more involved?
Oh, there are so many. I just
right.
mentioned Mr. Cameron, Mr. Spielberg,
right.
Mr. Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
I love the works of Doug Allen, Guy Ritchie. There are
oh,
many,
really? Wow.
Great,
wow, that's
yeah,
really
yeah.
vast. That's a really vast list of all different types of directors. Wow, that's great. Now, what were you doing during COVID? What were you writing? What were you doing during COVID?
I was writing, yes, and we were getting ready for the cooking show.
Mm-hmm.
But we were lucky enough to finish filming as much as we could for My American Family.
Mm-hmm.
So when COVID hit and then we got a call from the union that, you know, we have to stop working and
right.
stop paying everyone, which was, the work is essential for people, but then we have to stop it because the union calls us and says stop. I'm like, okay, we obey the rules and the law. We went to the post-production and, you know, with all the technology, we can all work from homes. This is why we could have our premiere in March. We work in post-production. We work in pre-production of The Dragon Chef and pre-production of Modern Kung Fu.
Wow. Well, you know, you got to keep busy, and you did, and you came up with a great show. And so when did My American Family actually air, the first air date? In March?
Yes, in March.
March. And how many episodes are there?
Right now, we have running on air 6, and 4 mm-hmm. more are coming.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice. And when can we expect to see Dragon Chef?
Dragon Chef, we have in post-production, I think the pilot, the first episode, actually, the first episode will be on air in June.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time with the first episode of Modern Kung Fu. We expect it by the end of June to present it. I wanted to present this on July 4th.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Well, yeah. I don't know if you know, but Maggie will be joining us on, the 26th, I think. Where's my calendar? The 26th. Maggie Avila is going to be with us from My American Family. So that's going to be great to talk to her more about the show, too. So that's going to be really great. So, so now if anybody wants to find out more information about you, Victor, or your projects or anything, especially about My American Family, do you have a website or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. We have websites of My American Family. It's My American Family TV Series.net.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Instagram and Facebook, My American Family TV Series. I think it's the easiest way through Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Movieverse.net is our company website, which can, you know, anyone can check it out, and always welcome to drop us a message with some critical ideas, and you know, it always makes us better. Instagram, Facebook, they work as well.
Right. Well, I love Danny Trejo. I can't. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to definitely watch My American Family and check it out. I love him. He's the scariest nice guy you want to meet, right?
He is. Yes, he is the nicest nice guy. He's very. This is the person I think with the biggest heart you can meet. Probably, he serves a lot to the community. He's another. He's another inspiration for me. He does so many things for the community. He serves the community for so many years, and he doesn't stop. He's on news here in LA, I don't know, maybe every week with, you know, this help, this event. It's just amazing. And working with him was really great experience. Like for me being the first time director, and, you know, Mr. Trejo was his experience and his level. And, you know, it felt like I'm working with a friend who knows me for many years. And he suggests something. He comes with ideas. He feels so light on set. It was like, I don't know how to even express that. It was a very happy feeling.
Yeah. And the weird thing is he looks so intimidating. But he's, to me, he comes across as a sweetheart, like a big sweet teddy bear, but he's very intimidating looking, but I don't get that. I don't get that that's how he is. So that's great.
Me neither.
Yeah. Now, in your upcoming projects, Dragon Chef and The Master and the Apprentice, any named celebrities that we would know as well, like Danny?
I would prefer to share with you.
Keep it quiet.
It's actually online. Let's keep a little secrecy to make it to make it interesting.
Absolutely. Well, Victor, I just want to say what a pleasure it was speaking to you and getting to know you. You are an amazing human being. You American citizens out there, you can take a little lesson from Victor here on how to love America and appreciate it and take care of it the way he is. And we should all be more like Victor. So Victor, I wish you all the best. I can't wait to see My American Family. Unfortunately, I didn't get to catch it yet. And I'm looking forward to seeing your other projects, the Dragon Chef show and the Master and the Apprentice. They sound really great. And I can't wait to maybe this weekend I'll try and catch My American Family on Amazon Prime.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your support.
Oh, no. Thank you. Again, thank you. It was a pleasure. Everybody, Victor Miglichon, go check out My American Family on Amazon Prime and go to myamericanfamily.net, was it, or on Instagram, right? Either or?
Yeah, My American Family TV series. Yeah, on Instagram.
Yes, that's it. My American Family TV series on .net. Got it. All right. Well, everybody, Victor Miglichon, check it out. Thank you, sir. What a pleasure. And again, my apologies for the delay on making the connection tonight. And I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it as well. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Take care, Victor. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
okay, you bye-bye. Too. Oh, man, I'm telling you, see, now, people who are not from the United States appreciate the United States. We all need to appreciate the United States. We don't anymore. But anyway, I don't even want to go there. And like I said, I didn't even know if I should even ask him that question because I didn't want to put him on the spot. But, you know, talking to him... He loves this country. You could see it. I felt it. I mean, you could see it in his work probably as well. And just go check it out, My American Family on Amazon Prime. And I'm telling you, I can't wait to see it. I'm going to try and watch it this weekend. And who we got coming up? Let's see. Oh, Michael Shebach's going to join us on the 21st. He's an author. He's got two great books out. We're going to talk about those. Paul Kopp is going to be joining us. We had to reschedule. He's from The Seeds. So he'll be joining us on the 22nd. Patty Park, she's a blues singer, songwriter. She'll be joining us on the 23rd. And on the 26th, Maggie Avila. I don't think the L is probably silent. I could be wrong. Maggie Avila, and she stars in My American Family. And also the 27th, I don't have all the details, but there's a festival going on, and we're going to have a couple of the folks that the talent that are going to be at the festival. I will have that information for you on Friday. So that'll be the 27th. We're going to have a couple of the entertainers that are going to be at the festival out in California going to join us on the 27th. So I thank you all so much for listening. And again, my apologies for my computer crashing. I hope I wrote that password down because I had to change all my passwords in like minutes and seconds. So I need a new computer. That's what I need. And that would really help. So what is today? Today is Wednesday. I hope everybody's enjoying the weather, especially on the East Coast. We're finally getting some lovely, lovely weather. Thank God it's finally here. Oh God, I don't want to kill you with Vehicle again because I love that song anyway. It picks me up. Definitely does. What do we got? Oh, we could do. What time is it? 8:43? We could do. Wait till you hear this version. If you didn't catch Jim Peterick from The Ides of March on the show, was it last month? I think it was last month. And for those of you who don't know, Jim is the co-founder of Survivor, the band Survivor, and he co-wrote a lot of their songs. I don't want to say all. I mean, the man has written thousands of songs. So, but this is, should I say the way it originally sounded when it was written? I don't know. But this is the Ides of March version of Eye of the Tiger that was co-written by Jim Peterick. So this is Eye of the Tiger by Ides of March. It's really good. Thank you again, Victor Miglichon. Thank you so much for joining me. You are an amazing human being. Thank you for coming to America and trying to make it better because a lot of Americans aren't, and I appreciate you so very much. Go check out My American Family on Amazon Prime. Take care. We'll see you on Friday, the 21st, as we welcome Michael Shebach, and have a good night. Take care. Here is Eye of the Tiger by Ides of March by the original songwriter, Jim Peterick. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah.
your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. It's the iron designer, the thrill of the fight. Now I'm not gonna stop, just a man.